Okay. Welcome to the new faces. Welcome back to the old. As always, I begin imploring you to work on your hasmada, on your keeping with the siddurim. When you start kindergarten, you go through elementary school, the person who's more matzliach is the person who's smarter, who's naturally more in tune. Once you get past bar mitzvah, it's a mix of how much of a maspid you are and how much of a head you have. Once you get to your age, it all depends on hasmada. Everything is hasmada. If you put in the time, you'll be matzliach, even mesechtes yevamis, and it'll go well, and you'll be able to overcome the difficulties, especially here in the mesechta. If you don't put in the time, it's not going to happen. It's not going to go to Hatzlacha. I also want to ask everybody, if you need to text anybody or talk on the phone during shir, please step out and do it outside. If you need to, go out. I don't hold it against anybody. Things come up. But not here in the shir. Not here in the shir. During shir. As all of you who have been here in the past know, I'm always here for Mincha, the second Seder. Today, I have a 2 o'clock Levaya. Someone in my shul was the parent. I won't be here, but I just don't want to sound like a hypocrite. I'm telling you, it all depends on Hasmada, and here the first day, I'm not going to be here. So today, I have an excuse, but I hope not to have this, this type of excuse too often. Now, before we start Yevamis, I just want to give a little bit of Agdama and some very basic ideas and things that are a little spread over the Masechta. The type of women that a person is not allowed to marry is divided into 3 categories. There are 3 categories of Nashim Hasuras. One is an Erva. The word Erva refers to an Issacharis. Any Isha for whom there's an Issacharis, the marrying her is called an Erva. The consequence of being an Erva throughout Shas is Ein Kedushin Taisin, B'chai Ve'krisis. It means if someone goes, if someone is Mekadish, there's no Tfisis Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Chal. She's not an Eishes Ish. And if there are children born from an Issa Erva, those children are Mamzerim. So those are the consequences of the Issacharis. All of the Chamesh Esrei Nashim mentioned that our Mishnah fall under this category. They're all Arayas. And that's why the Taptosis asks why the Mishnah didn't use the Lashon Arayas. Because the Nashim mentioned in our Mishnah, probably all 15 of them, we'll talk about the 15, but there Isurei Karis in Erva, that it's a Klal and Shas, and Kedushin Taisin B'chai Ve'krisis, and the child is a Mamzer. The second category is Isurei Lavin. There are certain women that you're not allowed to marry because of a Laisa Sei She'ein B'Karis. It's a lav, but there's no karis. And that includes all what the Gemara calls later Isurei Kedusha. Isurei Kedusha are a person like a mamzer or a nesin, somebody who's lacking in the proper level of Yichus Yisrael. Isurei Kedusha are Isurei Lav, and the same thing, a grusha for a kain hedyot. Is an Issalav. An Amana is an Issalav Asay, but it's also Ein Bekaris. So the second category of Isurim are Isurei Lavim. By Isurei Lavim, Kedushin Taifsin, Isurei Lavim. Someone goes and gives Kedushin to a Mamzeres, he's Ivarn Alav, but she becomes an Eishes Ish. She's Asat to the whole world, she needs a get to become Mutter. Kiddushin at Taifis Bei Yisurei Lavim, and a child born from an Issa Lav is not a Mamzer. There's no Mamzeris the Isurei Lam. Now what you have to know is that Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that Ein Kedushin Taisim B'chai V'Lavim. Rabbi Akiva's shita, we're going to discuss it the greater length, Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedushin are not Taifis B'chai V'Lavim, and the child is a mamzer. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. Most of the Stam Mishnayos and Shas go like the Chachamim. Nevertheless, Rabbi Akiva's shita is important, as Yitzhak Hashem will see. And the third category are what Chazal calls Shniyais. Shniyais, Lashon Sheni. Shniyais are Isurim Drabanan. People are not allowed to marry in the Drabanan. I think the reason they're called Shniyais is because typically they add a second generation to an Isur. For example, someone's mother is an erva to him. Is this a deraisa? Even though it's not in this Mishnah, it's in the next Mishnah. Imai is an issa erva. Aim imai, a grandmother, is shniyais. It's an issa derabana. But a Torah does no din erva to a grandmother. Shniyais mid very cipher. Everybody who is a sheni is aser midrabana. So those are the three categories of Isurim, the Aleph Beis of Isurim that exist. Negea Yevamis, as Negea Awa Mesefta, an Erva who falls to Yibum, in any one of the ways in this Mishnah, when the Erva falls to Yibum, the Mishnah tells us there's no Yibum and no Chalitza. First category falls to Yibum. There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. I just want to tell you that the complication of figuring out all of the names and all of the stories of our Mishnah, how the relative came to be such a relative, so complicated, you have to go through it once. But after that, when we speak in Shir, we're going to talk about an Erva. We're not going to start figuring out, unless it's Negat to the case, Baspinai and Bitai and each case, we talk in general terms about an Erva. An Erva means any one of these Isurei Karis who falls to Yibum in any one of the stories that could happen. That's the Pashat Din of the Mishnah. An Erva, no Yibum, no Chalitza. What about Isurei Lavin? What about somebody who's also to you be Isur Lav? Is a Mishnah on Daf Chof Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah stells avek the klal that we're going to be working with for most of the year. The Mishnah there on Daf Chof says klal amru b'yavama. Tells us a rule. Kol shehi yase erva l'chaylatis v'lai misyabemis. The whole Mishnah. Anybody that's the first category of Issachar is nothing doing. No chalitza, no yibum, nothing. Isser mitzvah, the Isser kedusha. Isser mitzvah, Gemara says mishniyais, and Isser kedusha, which refers to lavin, chayletzes v'loy misyabemis. The other two categories, there's still no yibum, but the woman is not mutter unless you do chalitza. You have to do chalitza. So right away, the question is why. Why chalitza? So let's see. Shniyais is easy. Shniyais, that's a woman who you're allowed to marry, minatayra. Minatayra, there's a mitzvah of yibum as well. Minatayra is mitzvah of yibum and chalitza. So obviously, if the Rabbanan asked the yibum, it can't be matter her to get married without anything. So you need chalitza. For shniyais, it's easy. Why do shniyais need chalitza? It's very easy. The reason they need chalitza is because minatayra, they need yibum or chalitza. So this is their isa to marry this woman before yibum or chalitza. So memela, if you can't do yibum, you do chalitza. What about an isser lav? Why does an isser lav have chalitza and not yibum? I guess it's two questions. Why no yibum on Eretz Yisrael? And if you tell me why there's no yibum, you have to tell me why is there chalitza. So this is a machlokes on daf chaf, a machlokes amayroim. And you have to know both shittos. It comes up here in the first parak. There's a machlokes amayroim on daf chaf amid aleph. Rav Gidel Amar Rav, five lines from the bottom of the page, holds that it's gzeres hakasuv. It's gzeres hakasuv. Yisurei lavim, acholet zinat miyabim. Omakra, Merkidl Omarav, Omakra, also Yevimte Hashara, in Tamalami Yevimte, Matamali Vimte, Yeshloka Yevoma Achas, Shoilo Lachalitza Vein, Oilo Yibum, Bezuzu Kai Velav. So Rav Gidel Amar Rav holds the Xeris Hakosov. That Isure Lavim, Achalitz, Bolaimis Yab. The Gemara explains, we normally have a rule. Usually it goes hand in hand. Usually yibum chalitz are the two choices. It's gzeres hakasuv that isurei lavim yesh l'cha yivam ha'achas sh'ayla l'chalitza vein oilu liyib. The second man the yomar is on the bottom of the next amud. The Gemara goes through a lot of kashas on Rav Gidel Amar Rav. And in the first wide line of the amud beis, Rava gives another reason. Again, we're talking about why Isurei Lavim Achaylitz V'loi Misyab. Rava says that Mina Taira Asei Daicha Lais Asei and Yibum is a mitzvah even by Isurei Lavim. Rava says that Mina Taira there's a mitzvah to do Yibum to Isurei Lavim. But what's Yisurei Lavim? Let's say a grusha falls to Yibam to a Kayin. Or a Mamza falls to Yibam to a Yisrael. Rava says, Minat Torah, there's a mitzvah of Yibam, but only one Bia. Bia Rishayna, which is the mitzvah. The first Bia is a mitzvah. You're allowed to do a Bia Rishayna. After that, there's no heter for the second Bia. There's no heter to do a second Bia, because you did the mitzvah already. The mitzvah saseh was done. The mitzvah saseh was one bia. So you're allowed to do the first bia and not the second bia. The Rabbanan, what geyser, that if we're going to let Yisurei Lavim, or full Tayyibim, do bia Rishayna, we're afraid they'll like each other and they'll stay married and they'll do a bia Shniyah too. So it's a gezeira bia rishayna atu bia shniya. That's Rav Shita, Loshan Gemara. Gezeira bia rishayna. We ask for the first bia atu bia shniya because we're afraid they'll come to a second bia. So you have to digest what I told you. Yisurei lavim, as you can see, are going to be the complicated part of these three, because yisurei lavim is somewhere in between. In Isser Lav, we have now a disagreement in Rav Gidel Amar Rav and Rava. What the din is min ha'Torah? Rav Gidel Amar Rav held that it's an Isser Doraisa to do evil. It's gzeres hakasuv. And Rava, we paskin like Rava. Rava says no. Min ha'Torah, you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do Yibam or Chalitza. You could do either one. The Rabbanah made a gzeira that since only Bia Rishayna is mutter, they were geyser, you're not allowed to do Bia Rishayna because you may come to do a Bia Shniyah. So that is the reason that Yisurei Lavim Achal Tzais B'loi Misyablas. So this is the sort of the Hakdama that you have to have as we go through the Perek. The three categories of women that are aser, and the halacha regarding Yibum to each one of the three. Now, there is a fourth category, Anida, We're going to talk about in the Balam Taisvis. Anida is also an Issacharis, but Anida is different. It's not the Gavra that's awesome. It's the circumstances that are awesome. Everything we talked about till now, Yisurei Karis, Yisurei Lavin, Mashniyais, they're people who are, the person is an Issa to you. Anida is not the person. She'll go to Mikveh, she'll be Eis Nida, she'll be Mater. So therefore Nida, even though it's an Issa Karis, shouldn't be confused with an Erva. Anida is not an Erva. Kedushin HaTaifis by Anida, and a child from Anida is not a Mamzer, even though it's an Issa Karis. Because Anida is a separate category, which is basically what Taisa says. Taisa says that Anida is a different story. It's a whole different category of Issa. So this is the sort of the Hakdama to go to our Mishnah with this Hakdama. Now, the Masechta begins with Chamesh Esrei Noshim Paitre Sarasayim and Tzara Sarasayim and Achalitzim and Hayibam and Tzayif Ha'olam. The rest of the Mishnah is an explanation. The first Mishnah is the first two lines. You have these 15 women. For our purpose, we'll just say Erva. They pater Tzaraseim, Tzara Sarasayim and Achalitzim and Hayibam and Tzayif Ha'olam. This Mishnah has four Chidushim. This Mishnah, certainly the Yamar Aleph of the Mishnah, has four Chidushim. Each one of the four, we are going to spend time trying to understand. The four Chidushim are, number one, that an Erva doesn't do Yibam. That if an Erva falls to Yibam, you don't do Yibam. Why? Come back to it in a minute. Number two, an Erva doesn't do Chalitza. Why not? Why does an Erva do Chalitza? She can't do Yibam, I understand. There's an Issa. But why no Chalitza? Number three, an Erva patas a Tzara. That's the finish of the Mishnah. That's the only one where the answer to why is easy. The answer is, there's a Kosov. Lotzor, we learn from the Pasuk on Gimel Amid Beis, Lotzor tells you that Erva Patas a Tzara. What about Tzarais? And the fourth Chiddush is Tzarais Tzara. That Erva Patas a Tzarais Tzara. And we're going to talk about that in Taisvis at Seifa Eilam. Maybe on Sunday or Monday, we're going to get to Taisvis, where he brings at the end Lekamon Daf Yud Gimel. He brings the Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rav Ashi. They're arguing about why a Tzara is Tzara is Potter, and we're going to discuss that. Like I said, either on Sunday or Monday, we're going to get to the end of Taisvis, the question of this fourth inyan of why. So again, let's review. An Erva Patas a Tzara from Yibam. And Erva Pat is, I'm sorry, Erva herself is Pata from Yibam. That's the first Chiddush. And Erva is Pata from Chalitza. That's the second Chiddush. And Erva Pat is a Tzara. The third Chiddush. Like I said, that's the easiest one of the four. And Erva Pat is a Tzara. It's Tzara. It's Machlekes Review, the Rav Ashi. Why? And we'll see it's Machlekes Rashi and Taisus and how we understand Rav Ashi. We're going to get to that. Those are the four Makudas we have to deal with. Today, we're going to talk about the first. What you should try to do during Seder is try to understand each of the four, what the reason is for each of the four. We're going to start with the first Chiddush, the fact that an Erva doesn't do Yibam. An Erva doesn't do Yibam, meaning that if, in the easiest case, someone's daughter falls into Yibam, someone's brother marries his daughter, and the brother dies, the daughter falls into Yibam, there's no mitzvah Yibam. The question is why? Is there a svara answer? Someone tell me, api svara, why there should be no mitzvah of yibum for a relative, for an isekaris. Anybody? Let's see. I'll tell you what says the Gemara. This is why it's complicated. Because the Gemara says two things. On Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara learns it from a pasuk, Oleha. Isha lachaisa letzikach litzra legalis ervosa Oleha bechaya, Oleha matava vaymer. You figure it out. You learn Yechavrusa, how you learn out of the pasuk. Gemara on Gimel Amid Beis gives one reason. Zeres HaKosim, easy reason. Why are you not miyabim an erva? Zeres HaKosim, Oleha. That's reason number one. Ches Amid Beis. Gemara is the second reason. The Gemara there says, I think it's Rava, he says, Ein asei Daicha loisa say sheish by karis. It's a klafa kala terakula. And I say is not daicha lav sheish by karis. If you have a mitzvah yibum against the lav, so if it's a lav sheish by karis, that's more chomer than the mitzvah of yibum. So you have one against the other, the mitzvah yibum. And erva is a lav sheish by karis. So if Rava, one is not teich of the other. Asay is not teich. Alav sheish bekaris. Alav sheim bekaris. What would Rava hold? What does Rava hold by alav sheim bekaris? So that's chafa mitbeis. Rava says minatayra, you could be miyabim a regular lav. Just like zayir be yirishen to be yishne. A regular lav, asay teich alayso say. But an asay can't be daicha alois asay sheish bekaris. So we have two reasons. What I've told you till now is basically Gemara. I've told you basically everything from the beginning to end. I told you today is basically Gemaras. These are Gemaras that you have to look at, you have to review, because they keep on coming up and it's intertwined. But here we come to what's l'chaira, basic problem with the first yisite of the Mishnah. An erva doesn't fall to yibum. Why? If you asked me, I would tell you a very simple teretz. You know why you can't be miyab in an erva? Because the inconditioned taifsin, the chayve krisis. It's not possible to marry an isekaris. It's not physically possible. If you go over, if a man goes over to his daughter, or goes over to his any one of the women here in the Mishnah, and he gives a kedushin, and kedushin types, not possible. It's not just an aveira. The Torah says it's not possible to be married to such a woman. So, what are you telling me? You should do yibum to an iserva. It's not possible to marry an iserva. Kedushin are not taifis by chayev karis. Why does the Gemara say that reason? Sounds like a pashta reason. What? Zdaicha eisha sachid. It's true. So when I say, just like it's Daicha Eisha Sachiv, and I have Abamin, it would be Daicha, all the Arayas. That might mean it's Daicha all the Arayas. What? What does Enkidushin types mean? It
means no Kiddushin.
It's a bad
Kiddushin. It's a bad Kiddushin. So?
You're not kind of high? It's okay now. You sure? Now, before you rush to answer what I'm asking, the plea is that the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, says this reason. The Rambam ignores the reason on Gimel Amud Beis, ignores the reason on Ches Amud Beis, and for some reason, which the Magen Mishnah tries to find the Kairos for, the Rambam says the reason I just told you. The Rambam says, you know why there's no Yibum for Nisa Erva? It's a Svara. It's a Svara. Ain't Kedushin Taisim B'chayve Krisis. Aye, she's your sister-in-law, the brother's wife. So I guess we have to say that that's the Tzura of the Mitzvah. The Tzura of the Mitzvah is to marry your brother's wife. But the Rambam, for some reason, gives this reason. The Magen Mishnah tries to find the third Gemara where it should stem with a third Gemara. So the Rambam is probably any Gemara, not like those two. Very hard. Hard to know where the Rambam got it from. But Lemaisa, the Rambam gives a third reason. He says, you know why? It's a Svara. The reason Chamesh, Esrei, Noshim don't fall to Yibum is because Ein Kedushin Taifsin, there's no Metzias of marriage to these women. If there's no metzias of marriage to these women, then memela is not shayach Yibum. Now, this Rambam leads us to chakira regarding the mitzvah of Yibum. And the question is the following: what is the mitzvah to be miyad? The Stipler in Siman Aleph discusses this question. Is the mitzvah of Yibum a mitzvah to be kaina, the woman as your wife? Or is the mitzvah of Yibum to be bayil har, lahakim la'achiv, to make a children that should be a Zeche to the brother? It's interesting because the Lashon HaTorah is Yavama Yava Yaleha V'lokach Alay Le'isha. That's Lashon B'chumash. So basically the Chakira is how to tie to the pasuk. Is the mitzvah Yavama Yava Yaleha? Is the mitzvah to do a Biyah? The Torah is geyser that whenever you do a bia to a yavama, you kind of lekach alayisha, she becomes your wife. The mitzvah is yavama yavay aleha, and there's a din that lekach alayisha, you become married to her when you bail. Or you could understand the mitzvah is lekach alayisha, to take her for a wife, be married to her. How do you marry a yavama? A regular woman, you could have kesher shtar bia. How do you marry a Yavama? So for that, the Torah says, Yavama Yavei Aleha, the Kinyan is a Kinyan Bia, and the mitzvah is Lekacha Leilisha, to be married to her. This is the clare that the Stipler brings. If the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia or the mitzvah of the Kinyan. Now, the fact is, that when you boil a yavama, you kind of her. That's not the question. And the fact is, you can't be kind of her without a bia. So they go hand in hand, lemaisa. But the question is, which part of it is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah the chelik that you kind of have her as a wife? Or is the mitzvah the maisa bia? Nafkamina? Stipler brings the following nafkamina. Things are with the nafkamina, but this is what the Stipler brings. If a man is boiled, is yavama without eidim. Let's say a man, he has a mitzvah yibum, because he's boiled the yavama, but there are no two witnesses. What's it mean? We know that you can't create a eishas ish without eidim. Can't be married, you can't be Kaina and Isha without Eidim, Pashtus. That's called Metei Dislokiyume. If you give Kedushin in a private room to somebody, it's not, huh? So, if a man is boil his yavama, a bia he did. A ma'aseh bia was done. He knows it was done. A kinyan didn't occur. Assuming, the stipler assumes this for sure, we'll clarify about it later in the year. Stipler assumes that you can't be kainah without two aiden, without two witnesses. Is that a kiyum of mitzvah yibum? Let's say the man says, I did the mitzvah, I'm not mechuyev to do more. The business says, you can't prove it, you have no witnesses, so I'll tell you, every mitzvah. When you shake lulav, you have witnesses, you shake lulav. You blow shayfa, you have to have witnesses, you blow shayfa. I did the mitzvah, I know I did the mitzvah. Shalom al Yisrael, and finished. I don't have to do anything more. But at the mitzvah of the kinyan, the kocha by the isha, he didn't marry her. She's not his wife. She's not his wife. Again, assuming that the stipulus hanocha is true, that without Adam it's nothing, then he can be kind of without Adam. And what about the isser of being boil a woman a penuya without kedushin? It can't be there's an isser. If it's a mitzvah, it can't be an isser. If the mitzvah is the bia, so you see that's part of the klar. If the mitzvah is to be married, a chinami, so you shouldn't have done the bia. It's like every bia of a penuya. Look out of here. This will be the one exception. If you hold the mitzvah as the bia, this will be the one case with the mitzvah as the bia, and that's it. What? Is that true? You need a bia that makes a kinyan? Is that necessarily so? If the mitzvah is the bia, then that's, I guess that's good for the clerk. Do you need a bia that makes a kinyan, or do you need a bia? You're right. The Torah says l'kocha l'isha. If I was reading Chumash, I would assume that you need a kicha as well. I would assume so. But we're going to see that it appears there are at least some rishayim, could be many rishayim, that hold the mitzvah of the ma'asebiyah, even if there's a hechatimsa without a l'kicha l'isha. Why? Why would there be an isser? Because maybe the mitzvah is one bia. Maybe the mitzvah is Yavai Aleha. It could be by Aleha once. It seems everyone agrees that even if there are no children born, it's a mitzvah. The fact that Torah mentions having children in the Mayit and Eilinus, the Saras and Eilinus. But everyone seems to agree that even the Isha Zakena is the mitzvah of Yibam Chalitza. The Achrayim talk about it. They say, "Loi bar pasuk el lamayit," a type of woman who can't have children, not a hechatim. Now you hear this the stipulus klar. Now, first, I want to tell you the stipulus doesn't bring this. But if you look in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Resh Tezayin, the Rambam teaches the mitzvah, Shetzivanu liyos yavam noisei es eishes achiv kishemes kolayvan. Shetzivanu liyos yavam noisei es eishes achiv kishemes kolayvan. The Rambam answers the question. He says, Shetzivanu, liyos avam. He says, Noisei, to marry. Lashon Nesuim. The Rambam klar holds that the mitzvah is to be kainah. Which is good. Because the stipler also says that the Rambam shita is the mitzvah to be kainah. He doesn't bring the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He brings the Rambam Perek Vav Halacha Tes. The Rambam there says what's the reason that a Yavam doesn't marry an Erva? First of the four dinim of our Mishnah. Why doesn't a Yavam marry an Erva? He doesn't bring the Gemara Pasuk Alev Gimel Amid Beis. He doesn't bring the Pasuk the Asein Asein Echad Laisem Ches. He brings why? Because Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'chayvei Krisus. The Rambam says, why in our Mishnah don't these Nashim marry the Erva? Because Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'chayvei Krisus. If you hold the mitzvah the Maisa Bia, so who cares if Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'chayvei Krisus? Who cares? Be Bayal. You became a mitzvah, and you're not married to her. If the mitzvah is not the kinyan, being married to her, so what kind of reason did the Rambam give in? Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'chayvei. What do you mean, because Ein Kedushin Taifsin? You don't need Kedushin Taifsin. Zakta Stipler, it's a raya that the Rambam holds. The mitzvah is the kinyan. You have to be bayal. There's no other way to be kind of yavama without a nice bia. But the mitzvah is a bia that makes a kinyan, that makes you married to her. And Shitas HaRambam is that the mitzvah of Yibum is a mitzvah to be married to this woman. To be married to her. If you can give her a get. What kind of mitzvah if you're married to her? There's only one way to marry her, through a ma'isabiyah. So mainly you have to do a ma'isabiyah. But the mitzvah is to be married to her. This is clear in the Shitas HaRambam. We have two makairis. It's clear that that's what the Rambam holds. So I haven't answered the kasha of why the Rambam differs from the reasons in the Gemara. But we come out from the Rambam with something, we come out with the idea that the Rambam Shita is such, that the Rambam Shita is that the mitzvah is the kingdom. I'm going to ask you to turn to Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The bottom Tosis on Tes Amud Aleph is something that Rosh Hashivas and the Shirim refer to over and over. Because any aside they say, and even say, oh, but that is the answer to Tosis Kasha and Tes Amud Aleph. This is the Abayis Shver. The bottom Tosis says, Bechol Duchti Pshita Le Lashas. The Chayve Lavin Le Rebbe Kiva. The Omer Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayve Lavin. Lav B'nei Chalitza V'Yibam Nimim. This is a fact. I started today by telling you there are three types of women. The Erva, which is a Sakaris, the Talmud Mishnah. The other extreme was Shniyah, is the Rabbanan. The middle case, women who are in Isser Lav. What's the din of women who are Yisolav? I told you. Chalitza and Ahibum, the reason is Davchav. What about the Rebbe Kiva? So Taisvis, in the entire Shas, it's Klar, it's Pshita Leila Shas. Now, Le Rebbe Kiva, Chayve Lavim, don't do Yibum or Chalitza. I digest it for a second. Le Rebbe Kiva, who holds Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayvei Lavim, you don't do Yibum, you don't do Chalitza. Why? Anybody? I'll just say there's a reason for that. Again, I'm talking about Svaras, and then you think of Xeris HaKos. Why would you say, my Rebbe Kiva, who holds Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayvei Lavim, why is there no mitzvah of Yibum? What would you say? What? Excellent. If you hold like the Rambam, the mitzvah is that you should be married to her. It's pashut. Just like the Rambam said by Karus, Ein Kedushin Taisim L'Chayvei Karus. You can't be married to her. That's the reason that there's no Yibum. Same thing by Chayvei Lavim. According to Rebbe Kiva, Ein Kedushin Taifsin B'Chayvei Lavim, So of course there's no mitzvah of Yibum. If the mitzvah of Yibum would be to do a bia, so then maybe you could do Yibum to Chayvei Lavan. But if the mitzvah is to be married to her, and Rabbi Kiva holds Ein Kedushin Taifsim B'Chayvei Lavan, you can't be married to her. Not possible. So the Rambam is very geschmack. The Rambam, we have a problem with it, it's a different reason than the Gemara. But the Svara is very good. The Rambam says you can't do Yibum unless you can be kind of the woman. Period. If you can't be kind of the woman, there's no Yibum. That's Tai Chi Yibum. Yibum is, she becomes your wife. Mitzvah Sasei, V'yaseyavam Noisei, Esei Shesachim, Shemes B'Lebanim. Like the Rambam, it's Pashit, that the Rebbe Kiva, it's not possible to do Yibum. It's just not physically possible. Because you can't be married to an Issalav.
Why is Kedushin not Kavim?
Why Rabbi Kiva holds that way?
It's not to do. Over here, we have a standard halachah.
You can assume kasha on chayvei karis. Why is kedushin not tefis by chayvei arayis? Tefis not to if it's a mitzvah.
We don't say a standard halachah.
Okay, good. So look, Tosfos says that the bottom of Tosfos, the Tamei Lari. Tosfos asks. Amai lo yamrina nami lo Rebbe Kiva leisi asei, but lichi leisi asei. Taisus asks, why don't we say, according to Rebbe Kiva, asei decha leisi asei? Taisus bleib shver, which we enjoy, because any terrorist you can come up with would be nice. Taisus bleib shver, why don't you say, asei decha leisi asei? Lechaydeh lab. The Ramban answers, because the Ein Kedushin Taifsim Mechayv Elav. Not Mishol is saying. Because it's not possible to be married to Chayv Elav. So the Ramban seems to be going like the Ramban. That the mitzvah is to be married to her, not to be Bayil. And since you can't be married, Ein Kedushin Taifsim means you can't be married to her. Memela, there's no mitzvah. It's not possible to be married to her.
That's passion.
You're asking what you asked before.
Yeah.
So you understand Tosfos that way. The way I want to understand Tosfos, maybe around. But before I go any further, I want to be sure the Eidl is following. Again, you still have like your side in the Rambam Shita. That the Rambam holds the mitzvah is to be married to the person. The mitzvah of Yibum is Nesuah, is to be married to her. And based on that, that's the reasoning that we have for our Mishnah, the basis for our Mishnah. And based on that, we're saying now, B'shem the Rambam, that if you hold Ein Kedushin Taisim B'Chayvei Lavim, the Rambam's reason applies there as well. If the mitzvah is to be married, so it's not possible to be married. Ein Kedushin Taisa B'Chayvei Lavan means it's not possible to be married to an Issalav. The Mela doesn't know what's of evil. We have now the Rambam Shita, and we have apparently a Ramban that seems to hold the same.
Why is it possible?
What? The Mishnah is not going. So that's the second question, which I didn't get to yet. I told you there are the four Yisai. There's no Yibum, no Chalitza. So no Chalitza will have the reason, because we're Kol Shein El Yibin El Chalitza. We'll have to get to that sort of in a separate dark. Now, what does Tosfos hold? Tosfos himself is the Kasha. Apparently he doesn't hold it around Bounds Terrence. It's possible that Tosfos holds that the mitzvah is the Maisa Bia alone. It's possible Tosfos holds the way out of Mukhrach. But it's possible that that's the Svaras Tosfos. That could be the Shita that argues. Now, everything I told you till now is in the Stipler, Seminaros. The Rambam Shita is the mitzvah's marriage. Maybe Taisa Shita is different. There's a raya from Rashi on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. That Rashi holds that the mitzvah is the ma'isabiyya. I'll tell you the case there. Kedinzach mitzvah from Rashi, but I think it's Pashtus it is. The case there is the following. The Gemara there talks about a new case. A ketana who falls to Yibum, she's not a relative. A ketana, a man married a ketana, possible to marry a ketana min atayra. If the father marries a roth, she married him in Vidairaisa. A man marries a katana and he dies. The katana falls to Yibum. So here, if you want to ask someone a riddle, how could you have a case? Right, there are cases of Misyabemes, Vichailatzos. In case we could do either one. There are cases of Aimim, Loi Misyabemes, Veloi Chailatzos. There are cases with Chailatzos, Veloi Misyabemes. Right, you could have any combination. How can you have a case where you can only do Yibum and you can't do Chalitza? We see a Bemes, Veloi Chalitzes. Sounds like impossible. So the Gemara says that about a Ketana. Ketana who falls to Yibum, if you want to do Yibum, you can do Yibum. Chalitza, you can't do. Why no Chalitza? You can wait till she becomes Bas Mitzvah. She's not a Ketana. But a Ketana can't do Chalitza because Ein Mais a Ketana Klum. A Mais of a Kotner a Ketana doesn't count. So a ketana can't do chalitza. Yibum you could do. How would you understand the Gemara Pasha without Rashi? I guess you would say that look, chalitza the woman does. A ma'ase ketana klum. Yibum the man does. He's a gadol, he could do a ma'ase yibum. I guess that's the way to understand it, Pasha. Rashi, Samach Aleph Amid Beis, he adds a few words. He says the following words. Rashi says, "Eina chaylatzes." Samach Aleph Amid Beis about 10 lines down. "Veina chaylatzes." Why no chalitza? That's easy. "Eina nefteres l'shuk b'chalitza." So the "ein ma'isa ketana klum." That's easy. "Avo misyabemes v'tigdol etzloi v'tiskaya mitzvah yibum." How do you understand those words? Misyabemes, v'tigdol etzloi, she has to grow up, still married to him. V'tiskayim mitzvah yibum. I should leave this Rashi for you to think about because. How do you understand Rashi? Rashi says, why do you do yibum? Tisyabim? I would think. It's a man's ma'isa, he's by Elhar, the mix is finished. Goodbye, Charlie, it's finished. No, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, do a ma'isa yibum, v'tigdol etzloi, she should grow up by him, v'tiskayim mitzvah yibum. What does it sound like? You stay married till she's over 12, and memeila, you'll be mekayim mitzvah yibum, because you'll still be married when she's over 12. What's the difference under 12, over 12? Huh? What's the difference? So I would think in the time of Chazal a ketana couldn't have children. A ketana typically didn't have children. The Gemara Sanhedrin asks, in cases of Nach they did. But in Shas typically a ketana is not bas banim. Banim hariyam kisimanim, it says. A ketana has children, it's a simish, she's not a ketana. It sounds like from Rashi the mitzvah is to be boil her in a situation where she could have children. So miyabim her now. V'tigdol etzloi. V'tiskayim mitzvah yibum. When she gets older. That's what it sounds like from this Rashi. Because Rashi sounds like it's not just a mitzvah to be kainah as a wife. The mitzvah is to be boil her in a situation where she could have kids. Be over 3 years old as a bia. Sounds like that. V'tigadel etzloi v'tiskaya mitzvah yibum. So how do you learn Rashi? Why should that be? If you can tell me a story, I'll be happy. You have to figure out why it should be that. Tiskaya Mitzvah Yibum, I would understand to mean and I'm not sure that I see a second way to learn Rashi. If you have a second way to learn Rashi, I'd be happy with it. I don't see a second way. What's the difference? She becomes a Gedayla, she's still a Katana. Kinyin, you can be kind of a girl under 12. A what? Right. An alienist is Memoyim. But somebody who could later have children is still shy of you.
Right now, it's not a good son.
A temporary islandist is not an islandist. Is someone who is a person who can't have children. So therefore, what should be? Do you have a problem with Rashi? How can you be Yama Katana? She just can't have children. Yes, Akash. God left us. So therefore, what? The mitzvah is to do what? You're learning the Maisa Bia is the mitzvah, or you're learning that the kinyan is the mitzvah? Kashtus, if you're waiting, what are you waiting for? The kinyan you have.
How do you have a kinyan? My katana only works, the father only works once. It only matters once.
Right.
There's no second kinyan after the kinyan. So she's a good day.
Why can't you be kind to her with evil? You can be kind to any woman with evil if she doesn't want. What's a katana? She doesn't have machshava, she doesn't have kavana, she doesn't have a ma'isa. Why should it be any different than Gabi Kinyana? Unless you tie it to the ability to have children, okay. Anyway, you're going to tie it, I'm happy. But that seems to be Rashi's havana. The other Rishonim don't say these words. I think they don't. Some people feel a little bit better. What do you want to learn? That he has to have bailus on her when she's a gedayla? How are you learning Rashi? In Rashi is a klar, is that what you're asking? It seems that it should depend on this klar. If the mitzvah is to be kind to her, so you have to be kind to her. If the mitzvah is the Maisabiyah, so you need a Maisabiyah. Rashi seems to say you need a Maisabiyah of a woman who can have children. It's Ray Lach and Sheikh Lach. What's the first Bia? Why is the first Bia Mutter? What's the Isser? Eshesach? Eshesach Shalom Makar. So what does that mean? By the Ketana, there's a Mitzvah Yivam, which is no Hechatemtzah. Let's say you're right. So I need to ask it. But does it take away from the point of Rashi that I'm making? Does it take away from it? It seems from Rashi that you need some. It doesn't seem. Rashi says to God, let's like. Unless you have a different explanation of Rashi, which I'm ready to hear. It sounds like from Rashi it happens later. That's what it sounds like. If I'm right, and I may not be, we would have that the Rambam, and it seems the Ramban, both hold the mitzvah is the kinyan. It seems from this Rashi, and it seems from Tosfos, I don't say it's proof, but it seems that Rashi and Tosfos hold that the mitzvah is a ma'isabiyah. Now a ma'isabiyah is kinyan, but the mitzvah is a ma'isabiyah, and even a ma'isabiyah, that's right to have children. Now I didn't satisfy you. I didn't prove to you that this second shita exists. The Rambam is klar. The Rambam clearly holds that way, and the Ramban on test I think also clearly holds that way. I didn't prove to you adequately to such a shita. We're going to learn plenty of Rashi's here in the Masechta, and we'll see if it stims with the Mahalach of Rashi that there's such a that the mitzvah is this mitzvah. Now, there's a second klar that we're going to talk about, which may be dependent on this. And that is a general question. Whether every yibum is a continuation of the husband's marriage. The Arishainim will learn that Every Yibum, it's a hemshuch of the dead man's marriage. Lahakim, it always says Eishes Hameis. It says Eishes Hameis in the parasha of Yibum. It says it by Rus, it says Eishes Hameis. I think by Yehuda also, by Yerimayna, it says Eishes Hameis. It says such a lashon Eishes Hameis. There are those who understand that it's a hemshuch of the first marriage. If you hold the Ksubas Daraisa, which certainly Tanoim hold Ksuba Daraisa, the halacha is that the Yavam doesn't have to give her a Ksuba. The Ksuba continues from the first marriage, which is mashma, not proof. It's a mashma, it's a hemshuch. If you learn it's a hemshuch of the first marriage, that stims well with the sheet of the Rambam. The mitzvah is to be married to her. The mitzvah is marriage. If the mitzvah is marriage, it's a hemshuch. The mitzvah is a ma'isa bia. What kind of hemshuch? That ma'isa bia is a ma'isa mitzvah. But it sounds like it's a hemshuch. Yokum Hashem Ochav Ames. Okay, but it's not a hemshuch of the marriage. It's lahakim zera on Shem Hames. This is where, this is as far as we're going to get for now. What I'd like, those of you who have done the learned the Tysus, and I have to tell you, the third Tysus, I think I mentioned before, I'm not going to spend time on here. The third Tysus is really Shachter Daf Tes. But the end of the second Tysus we're going to discuss, and the third and fourth Tysus there's a lot on. About the 15 Arayas in the Mishnah, three of them are topics of discussion. Most of them are simple. Chamoisai, we have a problem with. It's fitting. The problem with Chamoisai is Rashi. Look at the Maram. Maram has a kasha on Rashi. Rabbi Kivega has a teres in the Maram's kasha. So Rashi Chamoisai we're going to deal with. Eishasachav Me'imai, we're going to deal with as well. And of course, Eishasachav Shalhev Eilamai, which is the one difficult one of all of them. These are things we're going to deal with. So I want you to have what to do. I think going over what we learned today will take you a while, but when you finish with that, these are three of the 15 that you should focus on.